Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV.
The Broncos certainly have a lot of respect for Charles Woodson. He had two fumble recoveries last week. It just always seems like he's where the ball is.
You think about his year this year, five interceptions, two against the Broncos in their last game. He's played 18 years in the NFL, came in same time as Peyton Manning. You think about how storied a career he's had, a surefire Hall of Famer, and he's had a lot of success against teams when he played with the Raiders and Green Bay. He's always loved playing in Denver.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be a surefire Hall of Famer. The Raiders, though, will get ready for a different quarterback. They saw Peyton Manning last time. This time they'll have to get ready for Brock Osweiler. And let's talk about Osweiler's counterpart on the Raiders, Derek Carr.
Yeah, Derek Carr is having a very promising season this year. He's among the NFL and AFC leaders in yardage, touchdown passes. Really, the one thing that he's struggling in is in the fourth quarter. Seven of his nine interceptions this year have come in the final quarter, including, if you recall, back in week five when Chris Harris Jr. picked him off after the Broncos blitzed, had the pick six for a touchdown that ended up being the key play in the Broncos win that day. So certainly the Raiders are very happy with Derek Carr's progress. He's got Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, a very good receiving combination. They're getting some increased production from the tight ends, but they want to see Derek Carr do a little bit better in crunch time.
Yeah, 26 touchdowns on the season to just nine interceptions. So you mentioned his fourth quarter problems, three last week against Kansas City. But the Broncos' banged up defense is not sleeping on Carr. They know just how improved the second-year quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, I see improvement from our whole team, the whole team-wise. I mean, Carr really getting the weapons, having Cooper and Crabtree really helps him a lot. Those guys have been making plays all year for him, and it makes it easier for him to make those throws.
He's grown a lot as a quarterback. You know, he's developed. I mean, I think he's a great quarterback. I think the guy is accurate. He's poised. He's a good player, and he got some. So obviously some better weapons around him now. So he's definitely, something you got to watch out for.
He's obviously got a lot more snaps under his belt. He's been really big in some games this year. I don't know yardage-wise. I want to say maybe he's in the top six or seven guys throwing the ball as far as yardage goes. So very capable, becoming a really good player. They spread the field. Billy's, running basically the Philly stuff. They're all over the place, so create a lot of matchup problems for us.
Now it's time to hear from the Broncos inactives. Peyton Manning, David Bruton Jr., Omar Bolden, Danny Trevathan, Andre Caldwell, Sam Brenner, and TJ Ward all inactive. We knew a few of those guys were going to be out, but Mace, what stands out on this list?
Well, start with the fact that you're down three safeties and that not only the impact on the defensive side, because you'll see you'll probably see Josh Bush see some time, and also Bradley Roby may even see some reps at safety as well. But at returner, you're down Omar Bolden. Andre Caldwell, wide receiver, he's also inactive. So on kickoffs and punt returns, you're looking at Emmanuel Sanders likely on punt returns perhaps. Jordan Norwood getting a look. And also the newest Bronco, Shiloh Kao, could get a look on returns today.
Yeah, the return game certainly impacted by the injuries and also the safety position. You talk about TJ Ward, Omar Bolden, and David Bruton Jr.
They've really got to look to. We saw it. We talked about it in the beginning of the show. We said Josh Bush is going to be leaned on heavily, and Shiloh Kao, just as Mace mentioned, both guys pretty new to the position. Josh Bush will be making his first start as a Denver Bronco, so I think that both of those guys are going to play a big, big part.
A couple of weeks ago, both of those guys weren't even in the NFL. Now they're going to be playing a big role for the Broncos today. Okay, well, we'll have much more analysis on that coming up on the BTV Live pregame show, and we'll also hear from Brock Osweiler.